Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We have a very special guest joining us this evening, one of the greatest soccer players North America has ever produced, former Rochester Lancers outdoor soccer scoring machine, and one of the legends of indoor soccer, Bronco Sagota, will be our special guest tonight. We will also welcome back to the show the head coach of the WPS champion Western New York Flash, Aaron Lyons. We'll continue our conversation from last week. And we'll also be joined in just a couple minutes by the all-time winningest coach in the history of SUNY Brockport men's soccer, the member of the Italian-American Sport Hall of Fame, Gary LaPietra. But let's go to our host now, Lancers legend himself, Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, Andrew, and thank you very much for the kind words. And you know, it's we usually, when we do the show, we looked outside and the sun was shining. Right now it's dark outside, but soccer lives whether we're day or night, and we are here to remind our listener that soccer is alive and well, and we're going to try to keep it alive as much as we possibly can by talking with people that make soccer what it is today, and just to be and inform everybody of what's going on in today's world.
Well, there's a lot going on. Certainly, the MLS season has come to a close. The playoffs will be starting. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So there's a couple of matches in England that were pretty important yesterday. We'll talk about that a little later on in the show. Fortunately, Dick Howard is not with us tonight. Fortunately for him, he's down in Guadalajara, Mexico, for some FIFA duties and to watch the Pan American Games and some interesting results there. We'll talk a bit about that on the women's side with Aaron Lyons, as Canada very much involved with not just our Western New York Flash players, Christine Sinclair and Candace Chapman.
And we talked about Italian soccer and Spanish soccer.
And all sorts of soccer.
We don't want to just concentrate. Some people saying that we concentrate too much on English soccer. But so we have to remedy that.
Well, when the Twitter trending, five of the top 10 Twitter trends were Manchester City and Manchester United yesterday in the entire world. That's what you got to focus on. But anyway, we also want to mention that we officially are now have a partnership with the Rochester Lancers MISL franchise. We're very happy about that. Soccer San Fantuzo, of course, and Chris Wilmot, Coach Billy Andracki, Doug Miller, the new players that were just signed, Mauricio Salas coming back to Rochester along with J.P. Reyes, former Rhinos. Andrew Hoxie is coming back with the Lancers. The Rhinos are loaning him to the Lancers. And also Ray Boom Boom Martinez, one of the most popular Rochester Rhinos players ever. And he's a great indoor player as well. He'll be joining the Rochester Lancers. It's going to be a great, great indoor season. And, of course, we'll have all the information on that coming up throughout this fall and winter here on the show.
Well, you know, Andrew, it's the winter's coming to, you know, upon us. I think that for the aficionado of soccer, you know, the lens is going to be the answer, because you know you can satisfy the need not only on television, but you're also going to be able to go and see, you know, indoor soccer, which is an exciting game. I mean, it just. It's you know, those people that want to see a lot of goals scored, they're certainly going to have their chance to see, because in indoor soccer a lot of goals are scored. And so I hope that everyone buys their season tickets. They're, I think that $175
No,
$130
Only until November 1st. Very important. So if you want to get that special deal, $130 season tickets, you only have till next Tuesday to get your tickets. After that, it goes up to $195. So get your season tickets now. You can get your lifetime season ticket for $500. Again, that's only until the 1st of November. 872-KICK is the number, or go to RochesterLancers.com. So we'll talk more about the Lancers with Bronco Sagoda. He's going to be, of course, inducted into the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame, along with our host Joe Sirianni and many other of the great Lancers of the past. And we're going to talk about that with Bronco. But Joe, right now, a good friend of ours is on the show, and I know you wanted to have him on because he set a record in at SUNY Brockport recently, and we want to honor him.
Well, actually, you know, this guy is not only an inductee into the Italian American Sports Hall of Fame, but he's also a personal friend. And but above all, he has my admiration, because he's a great coach and a great student of soccer. So it gives me a great pleasure to introduce Gary to Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Gary LaPietra, the head coach of SUNY Brockport. His appearance is brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo, 244-2130, or go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com, Scolo spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. Gary, thanks for joining us, and congratulations. You guys have had a great season at SUNY Brockport, and congratulations to you on becoming the all-time winningest coach in the legendary SUNY Brockport history.
Thanks so much for having me on the show again. Thanks, Joe. Good talking to everybody. Yeah. Very, very
great couple of weeks here. You know, I'm very proud to call myself your friend, because you are not only a friend, but you are one of the people that I admire because of your achievement and your insight on soccer. And certainly, you know, you come from a family where soccer is lived every day, and the passion that you have for the game, It gives me great pleasure, because you know, you have achieved something that has not been done before on the in Brockport, and my congratulations to you. And certainly I know that the whole soccer community in Brockport is proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that, Joe. That means a lot coming from you. It really does. Thanks so much.
Well, tell us a little bit.
It's been a wonderful week of just people, you know, calling me and congratulating me, and it's been an honor. It really has been.
Well, you deserve it. But tell us a little bit about your team. I mean, you have reached a personal milestone, but you also got the horses to that helps you do that. Tell us a little bit about your team. And your
recruiting. we've had another tremendous season here at Brockport, and it's been nice, because, you know, we lost quite a few kids from last year's team, but some of the new faces that came into the program this year really helped us keep it where it's been going. And you know, our goalkeeper, obviously, you know, everybody remembers Joe Marino from last year. He left, but, you know, Kyle Stallin from Rush Henrietta has come in. He's done a tremendous job in goal, and my defenders have just been, you know, they've just been tremendous all season. You know, Brian Duffy has been our anchor. He's a local kid from Hilton High School. He's done a great job for us sweeping back there, and he stepped up and scored some timely goals for us. And it's been, you know, we just seem like every game someone else steps up for us and scores a big goal for us. Like this past weekend, we had Paul Altabelli score two game-winning goals. He's a local product from Gates Charlie High School, freshman, and he's done some great things for us. So it's been fun. It's been fun coaching the kids, and they've responded very well this season.
That's certainly a very famous name in Rochester sports, Altobelli. Everybody knows that. I don't know if he's related to Joe Altobelli, but, of course, having the local products there, very important. And you guys are going to be in the SUNYAC tournament, the number 2 seed, and be taking either SUNY Geneseo or SUNY New Paltz in the semifinals on November 2nd. But you guys are ranked currently 6th in the East region. Above you is Hobart and University of Rochester, and RIT is right there as well. So the NCAA tournament's coming up soon. How many teams do you think will be coming out of the East region?
Well, you know, we're hoping quite a few, obviously. But what's going to end up happening, it's going to depend on how many automatic qualifiers there are from the conferences. So you know, I'm hoping there's going to be at least six or seven teams from our region that get that will get in. Hopefully, if you win the SUNYAC conference, you'll get the automatic. But if not, then you know you're hoping for an at-large fit. But there's some great quality soccer programs in this area, and it's very competitive. And you know, playing in regional against a lot of these teams, it really makes the best out of you. So that we always try to play a very tough, demanding schedule, and you don't have to go too far to do that when you live right in the Rochester area.
That's for sure. Now, Odeon, I would imagine, is the number one seed in the SUNYAC. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
And so, if it gets down to you and against Odeon, would that be played here in Rochester area, or
the Oneonta is the number one seed? They finished the conference 8-0-1, and we finished 8-1, and that was their only loss was to them at their place. And so, if they do win, and we're fortunate enough to win as well, then the final game would be at Oneonta on November 5th.
November 5th. Oh man, that's the time that we have the Sports Hall of Fame. So
that's correct.
Yeah.
Just like last year.
I tell you, I'm hoping that you're not going to be able to make the Sports Hall of Fame, that you're going to be in the finals. So.
Well, I hope. That would be great.
If Oneonta loses, then Brockport would host the final then. So yeah.
If we were to win, that's correct. Yes, if Oneonta was to lose and we were to win, we would host it here in Rochester, in Brockport.
Well, we certainly wish you the best, you know, and... I, in closing, I just want to say that talking with Andrew before, we are very proud of you. We are very proud of the achievement of Brockport, and we congratulate on your career at Brockport. So the best of luck to you in the upcoming games, and we'll be pulling for you.
Well, thanks, Joe. It really means a lot. It really does. When you coach long enough, and I've had that opportunity at Brockport, there's so many people to thank, but the players, the assistant coaches, the administration, my family, it's just been a great 16 years so far.
That's great. Thanks, Gary, for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
Gary LaPietra from SUNY Brockport, former, of course, staying out at Aquinas, coached and played there, and has now been at Brockport with Mike Dom as assistant for many, many years, and the winningest coach in SUNY Brockport history. And we're hoping that we get some great teams from the Rochester area in the NCAA men's and women's tournaments coming up in the month of November. I also want to mention before we go to break that one other member of the Rochester, a couple more people joined the Rochester Lancers this past week. Nellie Becerra from the Harrisburg City Islanders, you might remember him, played against the Rhinos this year, played for the St. John's Red Storm, along with former Rhino, or current Rhino goalkeeper Neil Kitson, and Jim Hesch, who has played, this is from Syracuse, and played with the Buffalo Blizzard, played with the Harrisburg Heat and the Philadelphia Kicks, and he was the coach at Canisius College. He is now the assistant coach of the Rochester Lancers, and Dave DePasquale, certainly well known to all Rochester soccer fans, the coach, the trainer of the Rhinos, is now the trainer of the Lancers, and just announced today, the play-by-play voice of the Lancers will be Joe Giuliano, who, of course, we all know is the voice of the Rochester Rhinos. So congratulations to all these gentlemen, and looking forward to the home opener coming up on November 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against Missouri, kickoff at 1 p.m., and the first match is Friday the 4th in Syracuse against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Joe and I will certainly be there in attendance to watch the first match for the Lancers in over 30 years. And Joe, the last time the Lancers were on the field, our next guest was on that team.
Exactly.
And what great memories. I was just thinking about that 79 season. What a year that was. That team should have gone to the playoffs. There was collusion. There was chicanery. But we'll talk to Bronco next about that. Lancers Hall of Famer, Indoor Soccer Hall of Famer, Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Bronco Sagoda is next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your Sports Leader FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is The Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at The Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets may be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Kooja-kooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their first home match in the MISL Saturday, November 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Missouri Comets. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Until November 1st, season tickets are only $130 and golden season tickets, valid for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. And don't forget, we have coming up a little bit later on the coach of the Western New York Flash and someone who's very proud to be a New Zealand native, Aaron Kiwi Lyons. And Aaron, of course, very happy that the All Blacks won the World Rugby Cup yesterday against France. But let's put rugby aside for now. Let's talk about the sport we love, Joe, soccer. And I tell you what, I was talking to you in the break about 1979 when our next guest joined the Rochester Lancers and became a star overnight, leading the team to incredible victories. This team, if this team had made the playoffs that year, Joe, I think they could have gone all the way. They were that hot when Mr. Sagoda joined the club. And
we were that good, you mean? They were that good.
They were incredible. They were beating some of the best teams in the NASL at that time.
I tell you, our next guest, he came over here as a young kid, 18 years old, but he already had a reputation in Canada, you know, to be one of the best, better players in Canada. And, you know, he came to Rochester and he set the place on fire because his shots was one of the strongest in the league, and his accuracy was a tremendous, you know, to the goal. So
Let's bring him on right now. I know a lot of people have been asking about him, what he's doing. We're going to find out right now as we're joined by one of the greatest players in Lancers in MISL history, Bronco Sagota. Bronco's appearance brought to you by the Rochester Lancers. The season tickets are on sale. Call 872-KICK, the home opener, November 12th, 1 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Bronco, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing very well. Andrew Battisti here, and you know my my cohort, Mr. Sirianni.
Yeah, you know me. We know each other for a long time. Thank you very much, Bronco, for coming to our show, and congratulations on being selected to the Wall of Fame in the 2011 Rochester Lancer Wall of Fame inductee. You're one of the 10 that was selected, and along with I'll tell you who was selected. Claudio Campos, you know, one of the original goalkeeper. Sal De Rosa, you know Sal De Rosa as a coach.
Yeah.
You know, Per Ercoli, that you and him came together in Rochester. Francisco Escos, I think that you know him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carlos Metidieri, you know him.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Godoy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dragan Popovich, by the way, I confirmed with him today, and I told him you were coming, so he's looking forward to see you.
Oh,
and,
great.
You know, and the other one is myself and Mike Stojanovic, which is, you know, as you know, Mike is deceased.
Yes,
and then
yeah.
From you know, the ownership thing, we have Bedinofo, Tony Pulano, Nuri Sabunco, and Charlie Shano. So
mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great night, and I'm so glad that you said you were coming, because there's so many people that are looking forward to see you and talk to you and shake your hand and to see you.
Yeah, great. I apologize again for not being able to make it the last time, but all's clear now. I got everything arranged, and I think I'm going to bring up my son with me, so we'll come out, I believe it's the 19th, we'll be up there, and
right.
It's going to be a wonderful evening, and just to see everybody there, and all the people, and the old players, and the owners, and everybody. It's just going to be so exciting.
I know, Bronco, there are a lot of people who listen to our show that remember you playing for the Lancers, but there are many that didn't. It's over 30 years ago and I can't believe I'm saying that. It's over 30 years ago when you came on in 1979. You were about the same age. You're about 4 years old, 4 months older than me. So we're really... what's the word?
Connected.
Yeah, we're connected in that way.
In age.
Yeah.
In age. But I was in the stands watching the games at that time. I was a senior in high school. And you coming in as an 18-year-old, when you came to the Lancers, what were your goals for the team? Did you expect to have the season that you had, especially, you know, breaking out in the second part of the year and scoring all those goals against some of the best teams in the NASL?
I think so. I think, you know, when I was with Pop, I think, somewhere in California or somewhere, and we were watching a game, and I hadn't played yet, and he asked me, I don't know, I think it was a Spanish player. He scored a goal, and he asked me, can you do that? I said, yeah, well, put me on the field, and I'll show you, you know. So I think I was expecting to do well. Again, we had a really good team and a lot of good players, and that helped a lot, you know, and they took me in right away and made me feel comfortable. And I think that's the biggest thing. If you're going to succeed, then you got to have, you know, everybody accept you and kind of, you know, take you under the wing, and everything else is history. You know, I think, as you said, if we had a little bit of luck and that, we started to gel and we were beating some huge teams, you know, and it was a really fun time.
Well, you were one of the premier players in the North American Soccer League, along with the Quinalla and all the famous European players. You ranked amongst them. But what I really want to talk about now, your experience with the MISL, you know, in those days, the New York team, the Arrows. Tell us about, because this new venture that's coming in Rochester with the Lenses, a revival of the name, but with an indoor situation. Tell us a little bit about what you think about indoor soccer then and now.
Well, I think we had it was fortunate, unfortunate. I mean, the league, the North American Soccer League, went under. Not majority of all the best players in that league went indoors. So I mean, every team was stacked, and it was just unbelievable soccer at that time. And I think we just need to rebuild it. Now it's a little more physical, more speed, and I think it was a little more technical then. The players were world-class players, and they all played indoors because basically there was no outdoor league, so they all went indoor, and it was phenomenal. So I think the key is we have to start, building every year, try to get the players to learn how to play the indoor game because it's a totally different game. I think a lot of players make mistakes going indoor and think they can play outdoor. I mean, it's a totally different game, and it's got to be taught properly and tactics and everything. And just going, through the Arrows and then the San Diego Soccers and all of the other team, you have to have a good system and good players, and it's probably a lot more exciting to say for to watch on TV and in live. A lot of goals, a lot of shots. It's very exciting, and if we can get it to some kind of level, I think we can get the fans back to support it.
Here with Bronco Sagoda, one of the all-time great members of the Rochester Lancers. And I guess we say the Lancers, you might as well put / New York Arrows, because basically it was the Rochester Lancers who became the New York Arrows. There was the only player that really was not part of the Lancer organization that played on the Arrows teams was Steve Jungle. And the reason he didn't is because he couldn't play outdoors because of some issues he had with the Yugoslavian Football Federation. But really, Bronco...
Right. He was banned. He was not allowed to play.
Exactly. So he played indoor. Much like Paolo Rossi, actually, was when he was banned, he was supposed to play for the Buffalo Stallions at one time. I don't know if that ever actually happened. But, but Bronco, I tell you, the indoor game, like you said, Doug Miller, who was one of the greatest indoor and outdoor players in this area, played for the Rhinos and played for the Buffalo Blues. He says the same thing. It's a different game, and it really takes experience to be able to play the indoor game. And some people take to it right away, just like yourself and other players. Pat Erkely was another example. And then there's some players like Kinalia who couldn't play indoors because it really is a different game. So as a forward, when you were responsible for scoring the goals, what did you do differently in the indoor game than you did in the outdoor game, where you were also a prolific goal scorer?
Well, the indoor game is like a mini game. We trained outdoor for the indoor, basically when we played on the small goals and in a small area. And then you got to be a lot quicker. You have to think quicker. You have to play quicker. You have to know how to judge the boards. And I think that's the key. You have to be ahead of the defense. You have to think where the ball's going to end up. And then you have to go to that space. So, as a forward, you got to get in there before the defense. If it's a centimeter, an inch, just so you get your toe on it, that's a goal. In an outdoor, it's a bigger space, and you really have to beat the guy and then get away from him and take the shot. But indoor, it all happens in 1 second.
Well, it's certainly very exciting because the people that don't like the outdoor game because it's a low scoring. They're going to have a chance to see a lot of goals scored and a lot of movement and a lot of running. But Bronco, just to satisfy the need of our fans over here, the ones that remember you, can you tell us a little bit what happened to you? What you've been doing, and how many kids you got? I know you're married. just so people know who Branko Segura is now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm married. My wife's a physician. Her name's Ina. I have a daughter in college, Ashley. I have a son that's in high school, sophomore, Tony. And we just have an infant child, a daughter, Emma. She's 2 years old. After Rochester, we basically went to Fort Lauderdale. And then from Fort Lauderdale, I ended up in San Jose with Popovich. And then from there, I went to the Sockers and then Baltimore and everything. And then my wife got the residency in Cleveland, Ohio. So we spent about seven, eight years in Cleveland. And then she got the job in Fort Lauderdale. While I was in Cleveland, then I started coaching. I have a club there still, a senior team. I had juniors, and then I left, so we have a senior team that I have some friends of mine that are running there, and I go up there as often as I can. And then we moved down to Fort Lauderdale, been here almost 5 years. Last few years, I haven't been involved because I'm kind of staying home to raise our daughter till she starts going to school, and then I will probably get back into coaching in some form. But that's how I ended up here.
Well, it's certainly a nice place to be, Fort Lauderdale. Some great soccer memories down there for yourself and for all the Rochester fans. One of our biggest rivals was the old Fort Lauderdale Strikers. But I'm going to ask you about Mike Stojanovic, because you had a chance to play alongside him, not only for the Lancers, but also for the Canadian national team. Tell us some of your memories of Stully. I mean, we all certainly miss him greatly. He was an incredible player.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. I mean the speed and everything. The one thing that I remember saying is, only Mike can smoke 2-3 packs a day and still be that fast. You know, he loved that cigarette, and he's just a skilled player. And then he went to San Diego, I believe, at the end of his career, and he had a really tremendous year as well. He's just a class guy, you know. We hang out on the road and play cards and all that and joke around. He didn't really like to joke around too much, but but you know, overall, he was a fabulous person.
No, I remember Mike to be, you know, that always wanted the ball. He scored a lot of goals. You assisted him in a lot of his goals. So
what's interesting, Joe, though, is in 79 when Branko played and scored all those goals, Stully had 13 assists that season.
I know.
He was really your setup guy, Branko. He gave you a lot of the balls that allowed you to put the ball into the back of the net.
Right. I mean, his cross was unbelievable. I mean, he could beat almost anybody going down the line, and you just had to get into the box, and then he would find you, you know, and when you have players like that, you know, it makes your job a lot easier on your end, you know.
I got one more question for you, Branko. You played in the 1986 World Cup for Canada, the only time Canada's ever been in the World Cup, down in Mexico. Tell us about that experience for you. You're still a pretty young player in your mid-20s at the time. Tell us what that was like.
Well, I think it's the ultimate. I think that's what every soccer player dreams about. You know, to make it to the World Cup. You know, as long as you're there, doesn't mean you play every minute or whatever. As long as you're there, you participate, and it is something that's you can't really explain. You have to be there and live it, and you know, once you get on the field, there's no better feeling. You know, it's like the culmination of your career. You know, that's it. You know. You can't go any higher than that, and it's a wonderful feeling, and you know, I wish everybody could experience that, but you know, it's not possible. But I think every child, every player, you know, they want to be in the World Cup, and you know, I know why now, and a lot of other people are going to have to work hard and try to get there and experience that.
Okay, Branko, one last question from me. Mm-hmm. You know, your career is, you know, your soccer career has been great in all respect, in outdoor, indoor, the national team. And if you had to do anything, if you had to redo your life, what would you do different?
I don't know if I would do anything different. I would have wished that, you know, Rochester could have stayed there and we could all stay together for a bit longer, you know, to hopefully, you know, get into the playoffs and in the final or something. I think that would have been something that that I would change and would have spent a lot more time up in that area.
Well, we certainly had a great camaraderie, and you know, as long as the Lancer were in existence, we had some good times, some bad times, and but overall, looking back right now, they were great days. I mean, the players that came through the Lancers, they were class players, class coaches, and class individuals. So that I can name, you know, I can go on and name them all, and they're all in my memory. They're all in, and you occupy one of the best places in my memory because I met you when you were 18 years old, and you and Pat came together, and. I sort of looked out for you guys a little bit more than the
other. We needed
it,
yeah.
So it's I'm looking forward to see you on the 19th, and I'll be in touch with you with more details about the reunion. And so I want to thank you very much for being on our show. We finally were able to get you, and thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. You know, I'm very happy with putting me on that list with all those people, and we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Thank you so much, Branko. We look forward to seeing you.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Branko Sagoda here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and Branko will be in town on November 19th, 7 p.m. kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena, the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame ceremony, and I will be very honored to be the MC for that event to get to introduce these great players, including my cohort, Mr. Sirianni there.
Just don't say anything bad.
Come on. I can't say anything bad about you, Joe. We'll be right back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be joined by Western New York Flash head coach Aaron Kiwi-Lines, a proud New Zealander, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Sirianni.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their first home match in the MISL Saturday, November 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Missouri Comets. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Until November 1st, season tickets are only $130, and golden season tickets, valid for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The 2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Couldn't find a good haka music to play for our next guest, but we're very happy that he is with us again. I'm sure he's very happy that the New Zealand World Rugby team, the All Blacks, won the Rugby World Cup, defeating France 8-7 in a very hard-fought match over the weekend. And we're joined now by the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Lines. Aaron's appearance brought to you by the Western New York Flash. Get your 2012 season tickets by calling 716-655-PLAY. Aaron, thanks for joining us again. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on, Andrew. Yeah, very excited to have the All Blacks win the World Cup. It's the first time we've won it since 1987, since the first World Cup. So yeah, it was over the moon about that, obviously, and so it's 4 million people in New Zealand, and they probably won't stop partying.
Did you stay up to watch the game very early in the morning or what?
I actually didn't. I was had the chance to go away, get away this weekend a little bit, and I just had my brother text messaging me during the game, because obviously the time difference down there, I think the game was at 9 o'clock at night, so. I didn't get those text messages until I was up in the morning. So,
I got a chance to watch the match. It was on NBC yesterday, so I got to see it in HD. It was it shows that defense wins championships. You know, they always that moniker's always said, but it's very true. A very low scoring game, and it was the defense of New Zealand, just much like the defense of the Western New York Flash, that led the teams to victory. And Aaron, I know that's something you guys have built on, and we're going to talk about the Flash now. So there's some news that broke today. In fact, I just happened to look it up, and the news that came out was that Emma Hayes, the technical director of the Flash last year, has signed on with Sky Blue FC as an assistant coach to Jim Gabara. And obviously, Aaron, that's a big loss for the Flash. Tell us about your thoughts on this, and what were the Flash going to do to bring somebody on in to replace Emma?
Emma Hayes is a fantastic person. She did a very good job for us last year, and a busy time. Obviously, when you're starting from scratch like we were last year, we needed someone that had a great insight into WPS, and you know, we thought Emma had that, and she gave me some really good feedback while you know, signing players. Players that I perhaps wasn't as much aware of, and you know, she did a great job for us and helped setting up this club and its first year. And you know, Emma was always, she's been a coach with Chicago, she was a coach before that with Arsenal and England, and it was always really a position that she wanted to get back and involved with, And, you know, we have, I've got a good little coaching staff, you know, with Damaris Johnson, who's our fitness coach and strength and conditioning coach, and Scott Vello, who's done a good job for us as our goalkeeper slash assistant coach. And we just didn't have that, you know, have that room. And obviously when you win a championship, there's no need to make any changes within the coaching staff. But, you know, Emma will, you know, she'll strive and thrive in that role with Sky Blue, and no doubt she'll be giving them some good feedback with regards to future signings that they make as well. So, you know, she's a fantastic girl, did a really good job for us last year, and the club wishes her all the best, you know, with that new position.
Well, Aaron, just a little bit following on the movement in the league. I think that you know, there's the clubs again settled for next year, so it is okay to assume that the league has a stability, and they will, you know, everything's going to be okay next year.
Yeah, obviously I'm not as much involved at that level. You know, no doubt it's a new league. You know, it's been its 3 years in existence, and no doubt they'll be making their way through, you know, some issues. You know, every league that's relatively new, as is WPS, you know, has to make its way through issues, and this is a women's sport, so, you know, it's so important that this is around for women to strive to have role models. So, and I know our owner is doing everything that he can to help, you know, point the league in the right direction. And I think we've set the example as the Western New York Flash this season with the club that we have, you know, great fan base in Rochester, well-run organization, and, you know, we've really set the tone and proven that, you know, you can come into the league and start from start a new team and then have success if it's done right. And I think, you know, anyone who'd look in at WPS would probably put us right up there as the you know, role model franchise. So yeah, the league will be, you know, we hope that that things will continue to progress. The league was in a really good place, you know, after the World Cup, a lot of momentum from the success of the US women's national team, and, you know, a new franchise as we were last year with great attendance and a great fan base. So, you know, we're certainly doing our part to try and make this a success. And Rochester and Buffalo are doing their part as well from a fan's perspective.
Aaron, I know that some questions have come out about the league. I know, again, you're not really in the
politics.
The politics, yeah, but there's been a new CEO hired as of last month, Jennifer O'Sullivan, and there's been some interviews with her, and one of the things that she talked about was next year's schedule, and similar situation as this year with the World Cup, having to take a break during the season because of the national team duties, and something similar next year with the Olympic Games in London. They're basically what she has said is that it looks like it's going to be very similar to last year, and there's going to be some sort of break in the schedule at some point to allow the national team players to train and get ready for the Olympic Games. Is that, I know that Joe Salen has also said that may affect possibly the players that may be brought back to the Flash next season based on their national team duties. What are your thoughts on that, and where do you see that from a coaching perspective? How's that going to affect you?
Yeah, well, I think that the league will plan on having a you know, a little hiatus there due to the Olympics. So, you know, and I think that's a positive thing. You know, that they'll have that time off, allow the players to go in and prepare for the Olympics, and then hopefully, you know, we the league and WPS and these individual franchises can ride a little bit of the momentum of a successful Olympics. That's kind of what happened this year with after the World Cup. So they're allowing that room to have a game each, I think, or a couple of games each after the Olympics. As for the individual players, I feel already with Canada, I feel we'll definitely have a better relationship than what we had, you know, we have had in the past. Their commitment to the national team it made it difficult for the two players that we had here, so that's going to be positive. We're expecting them only to have FIFA dates. And the US national team players, they're going to have a heavy schedule, we would expect. And you know, really, at the moment, we've had four players invited into camp. Last year we only had Alex Morgan involved in that, so that we didn't have a great deal of players in there. Obviously, we're going to have an eye towards, you know, having players that are going to be around all year and are able to be, you know, here working day in, day out for the club. I think all teams, even the ones that, especially the ones that went successful this last year, will certainly have an eye on those players, and those players are obviously become or have more value to these individual franchises because they'll be around a lot more often and able to, you know, create stability for the club on the field, and that's obviously crucial to, you know, the success of the teams. So those players are going to be hot prospects this year. Their level of player may perhaps just below the national team at the moment. So, time will tell what's going to happen with the U.S. national team schedule and other national teams. But at the moment, until we hear otherwise, outside of the U.S. national team, everyone will be using FIFA dates. And that's where everyone is obligated to let those players go. So.
Aaron, I got to ask you the million-dollar question. That the boss in Rochester is is Marta going to be back?
Is Marta going to be back? I'll answer it with, we would like to have Marta back here. So obviously Marta is a great player, and she's going to have a few options. So our stand on that is we would like to have her back, you know, for 2012. She was very valuable and a successful year for us, and we're looking at creating an avenue here to be able to keep her a part of the team. So,
stay tuned.
There'll be no decision made according to her representative until the end of or middle of January, I believe it is.
Stay tuned to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass for all the latest news on Marta, of course. And also want to mention, just before we let you go, Aaron, there's some interest in Canada, some good results for the Canadians in the Pan American Games. Christine Sinclair scored her 118th goal for Canada as they beat Costa Rica 3-1. They also beat Argentina 1-0 and drew with Brazil, who had former Flash player Morini played for Brazil in that match. Of course, Candace Chapman was in the back for Canada for all three matches. They're going to play against Colombia in the semifinals tomorrow, and then the other semifinal is Brazil against Mexico, the host team. So some good results for Canada. I know that Christine and Candace are doing their country very proud.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Good results for Canada. You know, John Herbin, the new manager there, will want to establish his system, his style pretty quickly, and obviously, you know, try and be successful while doing it. So that sounds good out of Canada. Good luck in the
former coach of the Football Ferns of New Zealand, of course, John Herdman. So definitely a very, very experienced, very talented coach. I know the Canadians very happy to have him in charge. So, Aaron, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Thanks for splitting the interview with us for a bit last week and this week, and we'll certainly be keeping an eye on what's going on with the Flash. And if anything comes up, you know, let us know. We'd love to have you back on if any news breaks or anything like that. And enjoy the rest of this off season. And again, congratulations on the big victory for New Zealand.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on. Okay.
No problem.
Thank
Aaron
you,
Lyons, the head coach of the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Joe and I will be back to wrap it up here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda,
clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salins Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their first home match in the MISL Saturday, November 12th at the Blue Cross Arena against the Missouri Comets. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Get your tickets by visiting RochesterLancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Until November 1st, season tickets are only $130 and golden season tickets, valid for life, are just $500, which includes parking. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And we're back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, wrapping it up here. Andrew Battisti and Joe Reichardt Sirianni. And Joe Sirianni doing a yeoman's job with the Italian American Community Center and the Italian Sport Club and the Italian Civic League presenting the 10th annual Sports Hall of Fame dinner at the Italian American Community Center. Reception at 6, dinner at 7. Tickets are $35 a person. The proceeds help scholarships for students of Italian descent. Members of the sporting community are going to be honored. Dominic Arioli, Tommy Castle, Red Fidelli, Salker Sam Pantuzzo, Ken Kaiser, and Lou Spiotti. For tickets, call 594-8882 or give Joe a call at
414-5122.
So definitely mark that down on your calendars. And, of course, the Lancers home opener on the 12th at the Blue Cross Arena. Also want to mention quickly, MLS playoffs start this week. FC Dallas against the Red Bulls on Wednesday on Fox Soccer, 9 p.m. And Scott Palguda and Danny Earls and the Colorado Rapids against the Columbus Crew Thursday, 10 p.m. And then the semifinals will start on the weekend. L.A. is a big favorite because they can play every match at home, which they haven't lost all season. And I also want to say hello to all the people I met down in Dallas last week on my trip. I met, Joe, 10 people from 10 different countries. We all talked about soccer. It is the universal language.
Exactly.
And even one from Italy, too.
Yeah, I know.
So, okay, thanks again for everybody for listening to tonight's show. I want to thank Bronco Segoda, Aaron Lines, and AJ Cesare from the Western New York Flash. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo at the WISL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Halloween night on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.